And dependable coverage of breaking news and when disasters strike. That's what News Radio 92.3 is. Informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Welcome back. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on a Monday. Thanks for joining us here. If you'd like to weigh in, you can call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So let's get started with some of the top stories in the news. So the first one being, it's been in the news since yesterday, and it's still hovering in the news, and that would be that according to the U.S. Energy Department, COVID-19 originated from a Wuhan lab. Dun, dun, dun. Something a lot of us have been saying for many, 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 many months. And we were deemed to be conspiracy theorists. If you believe that, you're just a conspiracy theorist. And I was like, actually, no. I'm not saying it was released on purpose, but we've been talking about it quite a bit, how it just makes sense when you follow the timeline of things, where there was a worker in the Wuhan lab that suddenly had to go to the hospital with flu-like symptoms, and then next thing you know, somebody else in the hospital had it who did not work in the Wuhan lab, and then it kind of spread. And they tried to say, well, that person who had the flu-like symptoms, they were just, you know, they were in the, they were actually in the market. They were in the market area. Yeah, but they also worked in the Wuhan lab. So come on. It's like, it's not hard to put two and two together is what it comes down to. But now they've done their official thing. There's been some intel groups denying it and arguing the U.S. Department of Education or Energy's report pertaining to that. I'm just kind of like, here's the thing. Why does it matter that it's not the Wuhan lab? Like, why is it so important that it's not the Wuhan lab? Or why is it so important that it is? Well, I look at it and I go, why is it important that it's not? Is because somebody doesn't want to be in trouble. Because they don't want to lose their funding. Because of things like that. But the reason why it would be important, so in other words, it's pride issues. Why are they so obsessed to make sure it's not the Wuhan lab? Because of pride and money. Why is it important to know if it is the Wuhan lab so that we can prevent further mistakes down the road? Unless there's this one other. Now you're going to get the conspiracy theory one. Unless it was leaked on purpose. That's the conspiracy thing. The other stuff, the fact that it came from Wuhan lab is not a conspiracy. That's an accident. The conspiracy is if it was purposefully leaked from Wuhan lab. That's the thing. So why hide it? Why is it so important to either hide it or say, no, it didn't come from Wuhan lab. It came from this place or it came from that place. The only reason, unless it was purposely leaked, the only reason to not have that is for pride and because you're afraid you're going to lose funding for future projects. And so to me, it's way more important to know the truth, whether it hurts your pride or not. So, and a lot of the signs have pointed and it, like have been pointing for a long time that it came from Wuhan. All right, other top stories in the news, the Ukraine war. A lot of refugees have left Ukraine and it's creating a lot of homelessness in the UK from Ukrainian refugees. Governor DeSantis has a new book that's coming out and that's starting to bubble up to that this is a precursor to him running for El Presidente. Maybe. I still don't know. I still don't have a lot of confidence that he's going to throw his name in the hat. He might, though. Then tornadoes hit the South yesterday. I saw up in everywhere from the Midwest to Tennessee. They were having some pretty bad weather up there as well. Then East Palestine, Ohio. The update's going on over there. Well, what do we got over here? We've got federal interagencies teams are going door to door in East Palestine to help calm fears, about water and air quality. So environmental officials continue to insist that air quality in East Palestine remains normal. Now, I saw a report that, I don't know if it's true, I don't know this person's sources, full disclosure, they just brought up something that might make sense. They said, of course the air in East Palestine is clear. It's because the bad air has already moved on to another area. Oh, well, maybe. I don't know. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Ross, I got a couple of texts here. Where'd it go? Do you know? Yes, it's liability for all the deaths. Oh, okay. Because I was saying, I don't understand why not. Like, why does it matter that the Wuhan lab is the place where the COVID leaked? Why does it matter if it isn't that or is that? And I was saying, if it is, it seems like there's a lot of people who are trying to make sure it's not Wuhan. Like, find any reason it's not the Wuhan lab. I'm like, why? Unless two things. One, for pride, you just don't want it to be, you know, man error, you know, like human error. You don't want it to affect future funding. Or two, the conspiracy part of the thing, it was purposely leaked, and so they don't want you to know. So I was like, I'm not one that believes the conspiracy part. I don't. I'm sorry. I don't believe it was purposely leaked. I do believe they were working on a weaponized version of a coronavirus, and it accidentally got out. That's what I think. But so why hide that? Now you can put other protocols in a place, make sure that type of thing doesn't happen again. Good text here. Well, it's about liability for all the deaths. Oh, okay. Yeah, I could see that part too. Like, if this was leaked from the Wuhan lab, you might be able to point to the Wuhan lab and therefore the funders of the Wuhan lab and therefore get some financial compensation of some sort. I mean, how are you going to compensate for millions of deaths? Yeah, it's not going to happen. So it could put them out of business. That's the interesting part. All right, Gracie, what do we got going on with traffic on the fives?
Roads are just looking pretty typical right now. This is going to be I-10 and I-110 showing no slowdowns. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. Expect some delays. Mobile Highway right near Bellevue Avenue. We still have some slowdowns in the southbound direction. 98 in Gulf Breeze at Tiger Point. Checking in clear. If you're leaving New Windhaven Beach heading towards Navarre, you will see some delays. If you see something else on the roads, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. That's the traffic line number. This traffic report is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. A couple other things going on in the news that let you know about. Governor DeSantis is also taking over the Reedy Creek District, which is the government district for Walt Disney. And he went ahead and signed the bill that the special legislature put together that removes some of the power from Disney. I say some of the power for a reason. I'll break down what happened at the beginning of next hour. I'm seeing a lot of people saying, Governor DeSantis signed this bill. It's going to punish Disney for their wokeism. And I'm like, I don't know if it necessarily punishes them that much. So we'll talk about that coming up here at the beginning of next hour. Then a couple other things here. China apparently is starting to have doubts about invading Taiwan. This is according to the CIA chief saying that this is they're not sure. I mean, they feel like they can. They're just not sure if they'll be able to be successful if they do invade Taiwan. And that might be one of the things that's kind of slowing things down over there. And one of the things that's maybe softened China up to the Ukrainian war as well. Like, remember, because they came out and kind of did 180 saying that there should be peace talks or some sort of, ceasefire at least. Joe Biden, when asked about the president running in 2024, quote, "I'm all for it." Okay. All right. SpaceX was supposed to have a launch this morning to the International Space Station. It was called off at the last minute due to some sort of last minute problems and with a tech issue. And I guess it was with the ground systems. So they'll be addressing that, probably still launch later this week. Japan, in the meantime, easing China COVID restrictions. They're going to relax border patrol, border controls for passengers from China as early as Wednesday now. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. That's some of your top stories in the news. And then coming up here next, we got top trending news with our buddy John Pickens over in the newsroom. Stick around for that. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. We're talking about Wuhan Lab. This is a story that came out over the weekend, and it's still like the dominant story in the news is that COVID leaked from the Wuhan Lab. And I'm kind of like, I don't understand what the big deal is. Like, there's some people who just seemed outraged by this news. Like, their report must be wrong. Like, why does it got to be wrong? Like, why does this matter? To me, that's good news. Like, we know what happened. Let's put some protocols in place to make sure it doesn't happen again. People are like, and I'm like, why are you getting so upset that this is it? And so we're kind of going through some of the ideas. Here's a text. If it's the Wuhan lab, then that means Trump was right. That enough right there would be enough for some people to just, yeah, to explode. Good point. Good point. As another one says, I'm not sure if this is a valid theory or not, but it may be, because if they leaked it, whether it was intentional or not, it could mean that they were responsible for it. And they would be expected to pay out reparations or compensation to other countries. Yes. And that's kind of what I think what a couple of the other texts that we got were saying as well. Something along the idea of liability, that whether it was purposefully done or not doesn't really matter. It's if it came from the Wuhan lab, then they could be financially liable, and which would break the country. I mean, how is Wuhan lab going to cover millions of dollars, you know, millions of deaths in every country, you know? It's, yeah, they'd be non-existent basically after that. Good point. It could be about that as well. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
That's right. ST Engineering today marked a significant milestone in its continued growth and expansion in Pensacola with the official inauguration of a new aircraft maintenance hangar at the Pensacola International Airport. Our own Andrew McKay was there for the ribbon cutting and reports.
About another 400 or so jobs are going to come online with this, where they service, you know, either two of the large body planes or as many as six of the smaller frames. And that's in addition to Hangar 1, which is the same capacity. This doubles it.
The company also announced a new partnership with Pensacola State College. They'll work together to create an aviation training academy, as skilled aviation maintenance workers are in high demand around the world. School board member Kevin Adams recently said he plans to bring a resolution to next month's meeting to return the district to an elected superintendent. Pensacola's mayor was asked about it today, and he called it a political game.
The schools in the city, inside the city limits, are the schools with the most need, and the parents of those children voted for there to be appointed superintendent 4 years ago. So, it's unfortunate that we're going to now, take education and politicize it.
Reeves says that having an appointed superintendent gives the elected board members more power to make changes. Voters approved a referendum to change from the elected to appointed superintendents back in 2018. And finally, Bobby, the trophy case at Gulf Breeze High School has a little bit less room right now. The girls' soccer team has a new state championship trophy to put in it. The Dolphins defeated Lord's Academy last week in DeLand to claim the 6A state title. It's the third time the Gulf Breeze girls soccer team has won the state championship and the first state title the team has won since 2001.
Ah, very nice. Congratulations to them. That's fantastic. And is it DeLand or is it D-Land?
DeLand.
It's not like D's Land?
No.
Okay. All right.
DeLand.
All right.
DeLand.
DeLand. Let's get traffic on the Fives of Gracie Wolf.
Roads are looking good right now throughout Gulf Breeze. 98 is looking good, as well as the 3 Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge. I-10 and I-110 showing no slowdowns. We do have slow-moving traffic leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace. Highway 90 still slow-moving due to construction. We are checking in clear on Pine Forest, south of the interstate, north in between 9 Mile and I-10. Expect some slight slowdowns in the northbound direction. See something else? Give me a call at 850-262-6111. That's the traffic line number. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All righty. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi. Join the Independence for the Blind for their annual Eyeball. Comes up March 11th at 6 o'clock at the Ballroom at Hilton at Pensacola Beach. Change lives by sponsoring a table and purchasing tickets to help them provide programming for their clients to reach maximum potential in their lives. Get more information at get more details at newsradio923.com. That's newsradio923.com. Coming up here next, Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley is running for president, and so far the big thing that her platform issue that's getting a lot of attention is this idea that anybody running for political office on the federal level should have a cognitive test if they're over the age of 75. Got a new poll out about how many Americans support that idea. I'll sure talk about it next right here on News Radio 92.3. Sometimes I'm right and I can be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song. Call right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here in about a minute, well, not less than a minute, we got our Fox News update. 75% support Nikki Haley's idea that there should be competency tests for politicians over the age of 75. 75%. Wait, what? 20% oppose it. 1 out of 5 oppose this idea? What's wrong with just taking a competency test? It doesn't do any harm. It's not even taking blood. Just take a competency test. It's not a problem. Hey. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. We were just talking about how Nikki Haley is encouraging, you know, in her run for president, that politicians over the age of 75 should have a cognitive test. And I was surprised to see 20% oppose the idea in a recent poll. I'm like, why would you oppose it? Like, what's the problem? Like, even if I'm 85, I'd be like, yeah, do it. What's the problem with it? Like, I don't see why you would be opposed to that. Other than, because we got one text says, I'm for it. I would be opposed to it because I want every politician to have a competency test. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, so if you're opposed to it, but still in a poll that says, are you okay with competency test over the age of 75? You say yes, because you're okay with it. You want it for everybody. So I was just surprised to see 20% saying they're opposed to it. I'm like, yeah, give it to everybody. It's not like you're taking somebody's blood or mandating a shot. Like, give them it's a test.
I feel like it's just being scared of the results. Like, yeah. I thinking like, I am competent, but like, what if I'm not?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't want to see it on paper. Yeah.
I don't want to impose that on somebody else because I wouldn't want that imposed on me. Like, yeah, like, no, let's not do competency tests. Like, why not? What are you afraid of? Yeah, I'm afraid of the results. And if I'm afraid of the results, here's a text. It blows my mind that there's not a minimum IQ and basic competency test in place as a pre-qualifying requirement already. IQ, though, that's subjective. Like, there's different IQ tests and stuff like that. I can see why they wouldn't have an IQ test. But a competency test, a basic competency test, and look, I've said before, I think before a U.S. congressman or senator gets sworn in, the time they get elected in November to the time they get sworn in January, they should be required to pass a citizenship exam. Because many of them don't know the Constitution. And I think they might be surprised from November to January, like, what? The Senate is the one that does this and does that? You know, like, I think a lot of them would be like, oh. So I'm all for that. And go ahead and throw in the competency test while you're at it. And it's a yearly thing. It's not ageism. It's just a reality. People who have cognitive decline over the age of 75 is a lot higher than the percentage of people who have cognitive decline over 30. You know, so it's not a really ageism thing. It's just this is what it is. Because you got people like Dianne Feinstein, Chuck Grassley. Like, I got people. I know people who've gone to meetings with Senator Chuck Grassley. So he's a Republican. So this is not a Democrat appointed thing. They've gone to meetings with him, and he fell asleep in the meeting. Fell asleep right in the meeting while they're doing their pitch about, hey, we want you to look at this law and da-da-da, fell asleep. And his staffers are like, just keep going. We'll catch him up. Like, that's who's representing us in D.C. Like, come on. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Top three stories here, and then we'll get you your sports hit. So the big story, COVID originated from the Wuhan lab, according to the U.S. Energy Department's report. China has doubts about invading China. Wait, China has doubts? China has doubts about invading Taiwan. Sorry. And last-minute problems, grounded SpaceX launch. They'll pick it up again in a couple of days. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi, let's get traffic on the fives, and then we'll get your sports hit.
No accidents to report. I-10 and I-110 checking in clear. We do have slow-moving traffic in our typical areas. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace and 98 throughout Windhaven Beach going westbound into Navarre. Throughout Gulf Breeze on 98, we are looking good, as well as Three Mile Bridge and Gartson Point Bridge showing no delays. Seek something else on the roads. Give me a call at 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Before we get to our sports hit, let me just tell you a little bit about Leap for Change. It's Leadership Pensacola's two-class projects that's going to help provide basic needs, including food, hygiene products, clothing, and other necessities to specific local organizations that serve families and children living in Pensacola. Learn more about the projects and donate on our website, newsradio923.com.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty. We got the NBA on NBA TV tonight at 6 o'clock. Miami Heat take on the Philadelphia 76ers. NCAA men's basketball begins at 6 as well, but this is on ESPN, and it'll be the Florida State Seminoles hosting UNC. And then, the Florida State Seminoles game is going to be on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 1330 AM, 99.1 FM. When that game's over on ESPN, you can check out number 7 Baylor taking on Oklahoma State. Then on ESPN2 at 8 o'clock, West Virginia plays Iowa State. NHL hockey's on ESPN+, and none of the Florida teams are playing on there. NCAA women's basketball is on FS1 with number 11 Villanova playing Seton Hall. ESPN2 has number 12 Texas playing Baylor. Actually, earlier than that, it's at 6 o'clock. I didn't realize that was on that early. Then we got your sports news here. Oh, wait. We got Major League Baseball preseason. And already underway right here, Tampa Bay Rays won 14-2. Atlanta Braves beat the Toronto Blue Jays 7-0. Miami Marlins beat Houston 4-3. And then in sports news, not a lot going on here, but the Washington Commanders in the NFL released quarterback Carson Wentz. Oh, boy. He's the former number 2 pick. He's looking for his third team in 3 years. The Chicago Bears reportedly are leaning towards trading the number 1 pick in the upcoming NFL draft. Then the owner of the Browns, the Haslams, they're buying a stake in the Milwaukee Bucks. Then finally, Florida State and Clemson are both expressing displeasure with the organization of the ACC. Could they be the next two teams to bounce and go and join the SEC? All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. That is your sports hit. So U.S. household debt has risen sharply. We talked about this a little bit on Friday, how the Americans' finances are the worst that they've been since the Great Depression. But we continue to see spending. We saw inflation rise yet again on January. The only reason why it's going to rise is because it means people are still buying stuff. And then we saw that in 2022, credit card debt jumped up 13% nationwide. That is a massive percentage. 13% nationwide credit card balances. So that means people are still spending, sure. They're just spending with their credit card and they're not able to pay them down. So now household debt around the country has increased. This is hard to believe. The average family holds about $142,000 in debt, according to WalletHub. Now, granted, a lot of that is going to be mortgage and cars, but still, that's a lot. Then this is the fourth highest buildup for a fourth quarter over the past two decades. It's more than four times larger as far as amount of debt added. It was four times larger than Q4 of 2021. Four times more debt was added than a year ago. We knew it was a good Christmas season. I think we can see why. All right. And then the other thing here as it pertains to finances, apparently, you know, so real estate prices are really high. I've talked to a couple people recently who have been looking to buy houses and they're still like, I just can't afford it with the interest rate. They need the interest rate to come down, or they're just going to have to come up with a bigger down payment in order to afford a house today. And so I'm talking to people, and it seems like for a lot of people I talk to, they're willing to kind of slow down on house purchases. Yet housing prices are staying up. Seems like housing price. I mean, we're seeing a drop in housing sales, yet not a significant, not enough to get housing prices to come down. So now we look at that, and Wall Street investors are snatching up single family homes and taking over the rental market. Say what? Yeah, apparently, according to a report from the National Association of Realtors, there's a housing shortage, and what houses are out there are being snatched up by investors, large investors like banks, REITs, real estate investment trusts. They're the ones snatching them up and just holding them for the rental market. And according to the National Association of Realtors chief, we need to build more homes, otherwise they're going to corner the single-family housing market. So that might be something down the road as well. But that being said, we also know, like in, at least in Pensacola, we need more rentals. So, it may, you know, some markets need more rentals. But I see what they're saying right there, too, that it's a little bit of a warning, like, hey, watch out, because this could occur if we don't have more properties. So got a text here talking about the finances. I wonder if it would become a slippery slope where employers start requiring competency requirements. And if so, is it a standardized test for all things? Things always seem to be abused. Well, good point right there, too. You know, we start implementing competency tests on government. It won't be very long for them to start imposing it on you and me for different things, and then employers and implementing it, too. So very good point right there. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, we got a quick update from John Pickens over in the newsroom. And then we've got to cover what are some characteristics that people with perfect credit scores have? We've got that layout for you coming up next right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Coming at the beginning of next hour, right after our WEAR news update, we will cover Governor DeSantis taking over the Reedy Creek District. And is it a punishment to Disney? And I'll tell you why I don't actually think it is. And also why I think it's an unfair assessment to criticize John Fetterman's wife. She's being criticized as well. So I'll cover both of those, why I think both of those assessments are invalid, at least in my opinion. Right now, let's get traffic on the fives of Gracie Wolf.
I-10 and I-110 showing no delays, as well as 29. On Highway 90, we do have an accident on Mobile Highway. This is going to be in between West Fairfield Drive and New Warrington Spur. This is going to be in the northbound direction on Mobile Highway. Other than that, we're looking good. See something else, give me a call at 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, let's go over to John Pickens over in the newsroom. John, what's up in the news?
Well, SpaceX has scrubbed a planned overnight launch that would have sent four crew members to the International Space Station. Trey Thomas reports on that.
The Crew 6 mission launch from Florida's Kennedy Space Center was called off at the last minute due to an issue with the ignition system.
Basically, the stuff that we use to ignite the engines on the first stage.
The next launch opportunity comes just before 1:30 a.m. Tuesday Eastern Time. Two NASA astronauts, a Russian cosmonaut, and the first long-duration astronaut for the United Arab Emirates will spend 6 months on the ISS before returning to Earth. I'm Trey Thomas.
And finally, Bobby, authorities say a vintage car used in the classic Dukes of Hazzard TV show crashed this weekend in Missouri. The driver and passenger were taken to a Missouri hospital. Local police chiefs told the Springfield News Leader that the driver was going too fast, lost control of the car. The cars from the 1980s show called General Lee played the part of another main character. There were hundreds made for its original taping and more than two dozen for the 2005 remake.
Yeah, he lost control of it while he was in the air jumping over a creek. Is that what happened?
Yes, sir. Okay, yeah. Going too fast.
I was going too fast, and I jumped this creek, and I lost control. You didn't? No.
No.
Yeah, that's you're not supposed to do that with the cars. That was for TV only. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Speaking of entertainment, I don't know if you saw this. Cocaine Bear hit number one in the box office over the weekend. Cocaine Bear! Which I don't think that speaks as much about Cocaine Bear as it does about Ant-Man. Ant-Man Quantumania was in the theater for just 1 week and it already got knocked off by Cocaine Bear. That's not good for Marvel. That's not good at all. And I thought Quantumania was kind of a little bit of a return to what we've saw Marvel before these last string of movies. Apparently the fans didn't think so. They'd rather go see Cocaine Bear than Ant-Man. Wow. That was a bit of a surprise right there. I mean, I guess Quantumania technically was still number one, but it only brought in $32 million. Cocaine Bear brought in $23 million. So it's like right there on its heels. All that money should have been Quantumania money. That's not good. That was a pretty big drop right there. That was a 70% drop in revenue from its second week for Ant-Man Quantumania. All right. What are some things that people with perfect credit scores have in common? They're usually older. Experian reports that 70% of people with perfect credit scores are over 57 years old. Just 4% are under 40. So part of that is because it does take time to build credit. They have more credit cards but lower balances. The average American has 4 credit cards. But the people with perfect credit scores have 6 credit cards, but they have low balances. They don't use them a whole lot. And finally, they still have debt, but most of that debt is actually in personal loans. People with perfect credit scores actually have twice the national average in personal debts, but they have much lower balances on credit cards and car loans and things like that. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
Over the past 5 years, have you tried to lose weight? According to a new poll, 95% of us have. That's, wow. That's pretty sad. I mean, that's, some of us like me need to, but I know some people who don't need to lose the weight and they've been trying. Either way, that's a pretty big struggle for Americans. We're 95%. Wow, that's a huge number. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.